This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, all those watching and all those present. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise and thanks are due solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, choices, peace, blessings and salutations upon our master and exemplar Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the day of Jumu'ah and once again we are grateful to Allah azza wa jal for the opportunity to be present in his house. This is a gift that we have come to learn is not just our right, but it is our privilege, more so than ever before, right? It's on demand now, subhanallah. May Allah grant us hearts that deserve to be in His house. May Allah grant us souls that deserve to be close in proximity to His oneness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses the topic of truthfulness in the Quran. It's a topic that we don't often speak of because it's a difficult topic to speak about. Why? Because we know we live in a world where being dishonest is far easier than being honest. And we know that being honest is a rare commodity among human beings. We live in a time where lying is the order of the day. Isn't it true that when you come across even another Muslim who you feel and have he or she has proven to be a person of integrity, a person of honesty, that we are somewhat perplexed, and we say, you know, mashallah, that's an honest person. How ajeeb is that? That we are amazed when we find somebody that's actually honest. So when Allah addresses the issue of honesty in the Quran, we find something very interesting in terms of a command. How would we expect a command to be honest? How would we expect it to be formulated? O believers, be honest, be truthful. So I find it very interesting that the verse in which Allah Azza wa Jal addresses this to the closest degree that I could find is in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 119. Allah Azza wa Jal says, بعد أن أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Beautiful verse. O believers, O those who believe, have taqwa of Allah and be among the truthful. Listen carefully to the way it is phrased. Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Be among the truthful. He doesn't say be truthful. He says be among the truthful. I'll get back to that one in a moment. Does Allah Ta'ala tell us to speak truthfully? Yes, of course He does, directly as well. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We do hear this very often in nikah, in the khutbah al-nikah, right? Interesting that it's mentioned there. Okay, that's where Allah addresses it directly. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله. Oh believers, have taqwa of Allah. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And speak a straight word. Speak a straight word. And then, subhanallah, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. There's a composition taking place here in the Arabic language. The first part is like a shart. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا is like a condition. If you do this, and then the jawabu shart, the response to that condition comes, then what is going to happen? يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah will reform your ways. Allah will reform your ways. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And He will forgive your sins. وَمَنْ يُطَعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger. فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. They have indeed attained manifest success. That is ultimate success. That's, you know, Jannah forever success. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam addressed the issue of truthfulness in various ahadith. The one that I came across and I said, you know what, this is just what I should have spoken about. Remember I spoke about contentment not too long ago? This particular hadith should have been in that khutbah as well. Where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكَ فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ تُمَأْنِينَةٌ وَالْكَذِبَ رِيبَةٌ. He sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, leave off that which causes you doubt for that which causes you no doubt. Because truthfulness is a source of contentment, while lying is a source of turbulence. It's a source of putting yourself in dismay and anxiety. So let's start from the very first verse we quoted. Allah says, be among the truthful, as opposed to saying, be truthful. Kunu siddiqeen. There are various ways in which Allah encourages truthfulness, but this is very interesting because it speaks about the environment that we are in. That when we are exposed to a culture and an environment where lying is the natural order of things, where people are constantly dishonest and people are constantly considered not to be of integrity, and your initial reaction or interaction with someone is that you have to be careful because they are likely to be dishonest to you until proven otherwise. That's not how things are supposed to be. We are supposed to be able to live life where we find people are people of integrity until they prove otherwise. Subhanallah, it's the opposite, right? For example, this is just a small example. Recently, I had to purchase a few things online, okay? Now, even on a formal platform like online purchasing, I realized just how careful I had to be every time I saw a product from a particular company that I needed to purchase. I first had to go and do reviews to see if this is a company that one can actually rely on or can trust. Because I ran into a very big problem and I purchased something, it was quite expensive, and this company then just started looking suspicious in terms of how they kept on changing the promises, delivery date and so on. And then I went to go and check the reviews and I saw people said, you know what, this company, they're going to take you for a ride. They're only good enough to take your money and then part ways. So I realized that even on a formal platform, online, you still have to consider, unfortunately, that everyone is dishonest until proven otherwise. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now, when you're living in an environment like that, as a believer, what would be your default? Your default is that you also become a person with a lack of integrity, or it's easy to be dishonest. Let's put it that way. You don't want to be dishonest, but that's the easier option. Because why should I expose myself and my weaknesses and then look bad when everybody else can just lie and get away with murder? So Allah Azza wa Jal commands us to be among the truthful. Because like the English saying goes, birds of a feather flock together. We are a social being. Allah created us like that. In fact, when He commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, He also commands him to be among certain groups of people. For example, today is Friday, it's Sunnah to recite Surah Al-Kahf. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدَعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجَهَا. Stick to those who call upon their Lord morning and evening, wanting nothing but the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded to be with a certain group of people. Why? Because the company you keep will rub off on you. In the self-development industry, there are many who say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. There's truth to that. I don't feel it's 100% accurate, but there's truth to that. So the people you keep company with most of the time, you are inevitably going to adopt their qualities, whether you know about it or not. Subhanallah. So when we're living in a society where lying is so easy and dishonesty is the order of the day, it's difficult to be a person of integrity. So this verse is actually not only telling us to be honest, it's also teaching us how to become honest. And how is that? Make sure that the environment you have control over, it's a very important part. We don't always have control over our environments. But make sure that the environment which you do have control over consists of people of integrity. People who are not afraid to speak the truth, even though it would make them look bad. We are in the month of Rajab. In this month, we often commemorate the Isra and the Mi'raj. Alongside that incident, we generally narrate the incident of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when many turn their backs from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that, okay, now this man has just gone crazy. He's saying that he went to the heavens and he went to Aqsa all in part of the night. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard that, he said, if he said so, then I believe it. He was titled as-Siddiq, the extremely truthful one. Did he speak the truth? Kind of. But more than that, he stood up for the truth. He stood up for the truth. So being truthful in Islam is not just about speaking the truth. It's about being willing to stand for the truth. It's about being willing to put yourself in the line and say, I will stand up for the truth. When nobody else wants to, I will put myself there. Regardless of how I may appear to others. When you can surround yourself with people of that level of integrity, then your integrity will increase, inshallah. Your friends that you spend time with, and even family members who you spend time with deliberately and often and frequently, know that the qualities they possess, they are going to rub off on you. So you should be able to perceive, okay, this person has very good qualities. I want to spend more time with this person. Go out of your way to do such things. When Allah Azza wa Jal says to us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha, have taqwa of Allah, wa qulu qawlan sadida, and speak a straight word, right? This is recited, where did I say? In nikah, in the khutbah to nikah. Because one of the easiest places in which we become dishonest is within our nikah. Where we just, it's not necessarily the major lies, you know, like cheating and so on. That's on another level. But it starts off with everyday mundane things. We need to learn as believers that regardless of the repercussions that might come our way in this dunya because of our honesty and admitting to our mistakes and admitting to our flaws, it doesn't matter which repercussions come our way. They are nothing in comparison to the repercussions we may face when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of lying. We need to be people of truth. And we need to stand up for the truth. And if you become a person of integrity and a person of truthfulness, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, I said, it's a condition, and then there's the response. This is the response. What will happen if you become a person of truth and a person of integrity? Allah Azza wa Jal will reform your deeds, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and He will forgive your mistakes. He will forgive your sins. Because think about it. If we can fix our lying, if you can fix our honesty or dishonesty and make it in accordance to what pleases Allah, we will become better people. You won't take a shortcut here and a shortcut there because you have to be honest. You won't go to places you're not supposed to go to because when you are questioned, you'll know that I have to speak the truth. Say for example, somebody decides they want to go and drink or they want to go and smoke some weed or something of that nature. And they realize, if I do this, not only am I going to have to do this and displease Allah, but in addition, I'm going to have to lie. And then to fix that lie, I'm going to have to lie again. And then a week from now, I'm going to have to lie again. And it's a compound effect. But the person of integrity will not only not do that deed, okay, because they are honest to Allah, but they will also stop themselves from doing a deed at the moment of weakness because they have to answer to other people. So Allah will reform our lives when we become people of truth. May Allah make us people of truth. And then we said from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the hadith that I wish I had mentioned. I knew the hadith, but I didn't connect the dots to contentment. He said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Leave off that which causes you doubt and rather choose that which causes you no doubt. Because truthfulness is a source of contentment, whilst lies, they are sources of anxiety and turbulence. When we become people of integrity and truthfulness, and we stand up for the truth, we will find contentment in our hearts. The person who lies is constantly in a state of turbulence because they're dealing with their guilt. They're dealing with their sin. They're dealing with their religious guilt, so guilt by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guilt by other people. They're dealing with anxiety and turbulence because they have to constantly fix that story and make that story plausible and acceptable to their audience. So when we become people of integrity and we stand up for the truth and we speak truth, Allah Azza wa Jalla will not only reform our deeds and make our lives better, in addition, Allah Azza wa Jalla will also grant us contentment. May Allah Ta'ala make us from among those who are truthful, people of integrity, people of honesty, and may He surround us with those who are truthful and honest. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.